4 in the Old Testament, Ecclesiastes chapter 4. Ecclesiastes is after Proverbs. If you know that, you didn't need that bit of information. But if you're as adept as I am in finding some of the books, I know, you can't believe it, but I wouldn't maybe know where, well, it seems like it ought to be after Song of Solomon for some reason to me, and that's always where I turn for it. He said, well, how long have you been saved now? Well, since I'm 15, and I'll be 75 in November, so it seems like in 60 years' time, you'd figure that out. That's what I think, too. What seems like, and when Tim's sitting back here with his mouth hanging open, he can't believe it. I can't either, Tim. Poor guy. You can't, if you sit down, if you sit up, if you have your mouth open, you get picked on, huh? Yeah. All right, Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9. Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. The influence of role models is the message's theme tonight. But you know what this is a Bible verse for? This is a Bible verse intended for people who go out logging alone in the woods. How many times have there been people who have gone out into the woods, they've been alone, and that tree fell where they didn't expect it, or that chainsaw caught a knot and jumped, and they were alone. They'd live by this verse, they wouldn't be out there alone. And you say, what's that got to do with the message? Absolutely nothing. Just came to mind while I read it. But it's true. There are some things you just shouldn't do alone. All right. A basic internet search on the subject of role models brings up the usual array of celebrities, sports figures, and political persons. But what about Sunday school teachers? Youth leaders, pastors, parents, and on we could go with others that ought to be revealed in such an internet search about role models. Unfortunately, our culture is shaping the mind of the next generation rather than godly examples. I'd like to say that's only true outside of the church. The fact of the matter is, it's true too many times inside the church as well. For the many young people that went through those Sunday school rooms through the years would be sitting in these pews. Role models. We're thankful for every exception to the rule when it comes to this matter of young people not being influenced by godly people. And we're thankful for those that are. We are all influenced by the company we keep. Even in the secular arena of everyday life, we're influenced by the company we keep. As Christians, we're influenced by the company that we keep. Good role models. It is necessary for each one of us to be conscious about being a good role model. About you and I being a good role model. Good role model should display an obvious dependence on Christ for everything. All of the daily routines, things that we do without thinking, there needs to be in our heart and soul a dependence on Christ. In making decisions, whether big or ordinary, we need to have a dependence on Christ. I remember hearing a preacher say one time that when he gets up in the morning, he prays about what suit he should wear. And I heard him say it, I thought, well, that's ridiculous. Just go ahead and pick one out. And then about the time I completed that thought, he illustrated with one day that he was stepped into an elevator, and the person operating the elevator, obviously this happened a few years ago when they had elevator operators, the operator said, oh, that's a sharp suit. I like that. Where did you get that suit? What's the brand name of that suit? And obviously engendered conversation that man could talk to the person in the elevator about the Lord Jesus Christ. Good role models should demonstrate faithfulness to Christ. Now that means being in church regularly. But faithfulness to Christ means it governs our conduct when we're in Dollar General. It governs our conduct when we're pumping gas. It governs our conduct when we place an order at the local fast food, get over to the table and open it up and realize they messed up the order.
Yes.
Faithfulness to Christ governs the attitude when you step back up to the counter. Faithfulness to Christ and godly living consistently. It's not easy to be a good Christian. Because this old nature of ours will struggle and fight against every ounce and fiber that we have in us to react the way that is instinctive. You say, well, I'm a Christian. The Spirit lives in me. Yeah, and so is your old nature there. And I bet you guarantee, can't guarantee, but I would venture to say, because I shouldn't gamble, I would venture to say that more times than not, you respond by the old nature. Now, hopefully you catch yourself and stop and start to react like you should. And if you say, I don't have that problem, before you go to bed tonight, you thank God for your relationship with Him. You thank God for what He's brought you to. You say, well, I don't swear anymore when I hit my thumb. That's great, but you only hit your thumb probably once a month. But you live every other day.
Amen.
A good role model will demonstrate joy, satisfaction in being a Christian. Satisfaction. See, if I say joy, bubbling happy. Life isn't always bubbling happy. But we can always have satisfaction. Satisfaction. And living a godly life. Happy, not disgruntled. Complimentary, not complaining. Smiling, not scowling. Man, why did he have to put that last one there? Okay? Who wrote these notes anyway? Why role models? Because we all need them. I said we all need them, all ages. We generally think, and it is definitely true, that young people need role models. But listen to me. Young adults, let's say those in their 20s, they need the role models of those in their 30s and 40s. Everybody needs a role model. Not just preschool, school age, teens. Everybody needs a role model. Listen, the Pennsylvania kids started school, didn't they? Oh, lucky. But you get out earlier, remember that. And the rest of you are going to start school. And other school students need role models. Now that doesn't mean that you have to walk around with the Bible tucked under your arm. But it does mean that you need to live like the Bible says. Honest, true, kindly. The Bible gives us examples. Elijah and Elisha, there was the role model. How about Paul and Timothy? Paul was the role model for Timothy. But here's one, Barnabas and Paul. You see, Barnabas was the role model for Paul. You know, I do this along with anybody else that does. And that Paul was not perfect. But you know, we almost have that idea because God used him to write so much of the Bible, and God used him to give so much instruction. But remember, this is the man who, as a Christian, called himself the chief of sinners. He had to learn. And Barnabas was a man that God used to teach him. Now that means he had a teachable spirit. You know, sad is the person that does not have a teachable spirit, that cannot learn. It's important that we can take advice. I don't remember what it was anymore, but yesterday I came out, did, I don't know, 2 hours of work over on the house, and I worked with Ed Gilbert. And I don't remember again what we were doing, but it was something that I've done before. And then Ed proceeded to say, well, now I think you ought to thus and such. And praise the Lord, the new nature was in control. Because I said, okay, that'll work. See, he was the leader. I was the follower. And so I needed to do what he said. Got that? He was the leader. I was the follower. Followers do what leaders say. Now you ladies that help out in the kitchen, you remember that. We have some ladies that have been elected to be the leaders in the kitchen. And anybody else who goes in there to help, they're followers. And therefore, followers do what leaders say. Okay. Now, there's other places that this can be demonstrated and illustrated. I gave you one from my life working yesterday. My way would have worked. But I was the follower. He was the leader. And it, you know, when it comes right down to it, what difference does it make? The job got done. What's the difference? I want it my way. That shouldn't happen down in our kitchen. When a lady who's been elected with the responsibility, you see, when something goes wrong, pastor doesn't go to those who are followers. He goes to those who have been elected as leaders and says, I heard thus and such. Why? Because they're the ones responsible. Now you can apply this in the Sunday school. You can apply this in any of the elected offices within the church. Okay? When something's up regarding the minutes of the church, guess who we go to? The church clerk. Okay? We don't go, at least you shouldn't, go to her husband. He doesn't keep the minutes. He wasn't elected as the church clerk. Well, then just shut up about it. If you can't go to the one who's responsible, then don't go to somebody else. You know what that does? That drives a wedge. Now he feels somewhat obligated to respond to whatever it is you're saying, but if he knows he does, he's putting himself in the place of the person with responsibility. Likely he can't even answer the question anyway. This is why the Apostle Paul talks about divisiveness and division in the church. And let me tell you, that's how it comes about. Those very sort of things. They've been happening so regularly within, and not just our church, they've been happening so regularly in churches for so long, people think that that's the normal way. Well, it is the normal way, but it's not the right way. Jesus had disciples, and he taught them. He was their role model. The Apostle Paul said, "Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ." 1 Corinthians 11:1. Paul exhorted people to follow him. He didn't feel that he was perfect. He wasn't claiming to set himself up. He simply said, "There's Jesus Christ. I'm following him. Follow me as I follow him." You see, some people don't have their eyes on Jesus enough to be able to directly follow him. Hopefully they'll grow to that point. But in the meantime, if they have a role model, somebody who is following Jesus, now they can learn how to follow Jesus by following that person. Well, you shouldn't have your eyes on man. That just doesn't fly with what Paul said. That's a cop-out line. You know what the person that says that is really meaning? I don't want to improve my living enough that others could look at me and see a representation of Jesus Christ. That's what that says. Now Paul never claimed to be something more than he was. And you and I don't either. But have we grown enough? Have we grown enough that we can say to Randy, you want to know how to live and what to do? Well, let me take it out of the imaginary. You have had such a fabulous opportunity to live with Pastor and his family. It has been. And you know that. I know you know that. I don't know a lot about you, but I know that. I have to make funny books. Now what are you doing? You're learning how to live by watching Pastor and how he lives. Now I know Pastor gives you some instruction. That's why you need to have a teachable spirit. You can get that instruction like I did working with Mr. Gilbert, okay? And there you see Tim, you see? And then you see Sam. Now they grew up underneath that. Now they didn't turn out all that bad, did they? Okay? So you're able, you see, the Apostle Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Pastor could say, Randy, follow me as I follow Christ. What did Paul mean? Paul meant live like he did. That's what it means when he said, follow me. Live like I'm living. As I'm following Jesus, as I'm living how Jesus wants me to. Now this is where the rubber meets the road. You see, I can stand up here and give you, I can stand up here and explain things. And somehow they never directly connect. But if I can point to myself with Mr. Gilbert yesterday.
Yes, sir.
Okay? If I can point to the church clerk and her husband, if I can help Randy to see what's going on. Now, maybe there's a situation in your life where you can see, that's where that is. That's how that works. We have got so much of this pie in the sky Christian living. Oh, I love the Lord. I love to go in his house. I love to sing the song. Oh, it's just makes me feel so good. But it doesn't change my way of living out there.
Yes.
It's all farce. All a front. All a front. Call it what you want. Excuse it away as you desire. The bottom line is, if what we see here and experience here doesn't change how we live out there, it's not working. It's not working.
Yes, help.
All right, I've got 2 minutes to finish this message. You're saying, he can't do it. So, how can I be a good role model? First of all, it's not a program you sign up for. It's a life you live. God will match the people with you. that he wants you to be a role model for. Now, that doesn't mean that we can't be conscious of somebody who's interacting with us and realize that we can fulfill a role model there. But many times God will match somebody to you for you to be an influence over that you wouldn't have necessarily thought of. We become a role model by exemplifying Christ and demonstrating the living of the Christian Bible principles in everyday life. Another way to put it is we evidence the fruit of the Spirit at work in our lives. Here again, I could preach a fabulous, I have preached a fabulous message on the fruit of the Spirit. And I have a good one on humility too. But I preach strong on the fruit of the Spirit. This is what we're talking about, what I talked about tonight. That's where the fruit of the Spirit comes into play. And I did it, didn't I? Finished it in two minutes. My wife is even shocked. Maybe more than anybody. All right. Here comes the church clerk to get her phone.
All right. We're going to go to prayer rooms.